Dahlia Malaiulu is a New Zealand-born Samoan who is passionate about education. She is the author of the Miller's Mai Ngangana series and now Teine Samoa fiction and e-book about four junior high school students' journey of cultural identity and discovery as Teine Samoa living in New Zealand. As a published Pasifika author of children's Pasifika books, she has embarked on an additional part to the Teine Samoa project to produce a rich literary resource that can be used in New Zealand schools. Dahlia joins us this morning to talk more about the upcoming book launch and its significance. Ta'alofa lava, Dahlia, and thank you so much for joining us.
Ta'alofa lava e te manue taiao, pafitai mo le avanoa e nisa polovanaka.
Now, Teine Samoa, let's have a look for those of us who are looking online what the book looks like.
Yes, now,
before we do talk about Teine Samoa, tell us briefly for our listeners, how has Dahlia come to arrive at a space where she's written a book? What's your journey as an author?
Well, I think my journey really started as an educator. And all the stories and the conversations that I've heard from students, as well as my own personal experiences as a Teine Samoa growing up in New Zealand. And it really led me to writing about my own journey. And that came out as an Itangata article last year. And due to the overwhelming response of that came the ebook of Teine Samoa. And the start of the actual author journey really came from a need of our books and our stories being told and our tamaiti needing to have books that they can connect to and relate to, because there is a huge gap in that market and there's a real need for it, yeah.
And so what is Teine Samoa for someone sitting at home saying, what would the answer be?
So the inside the book, Teine Samoa, there are three really important key components to it. First is the ebook, which you just described around the four, the fictional story of four high school students and the journey that they go on as Teine Samoa, being raised and brought up in New Zealand, the challenges they face, the struggles, as well as the lessons that they actually learn along the way. But it's not even just that, it's also their parents' stories. And touches on the reality that so many of us don't know or understand the impact of our own parents' migration stories, of bringing us here and being raised in New Zealand, but having to learn to navigate the world as Samoan or as Pasifika. So the parents of the four high school students' stories get unpacked and told in this book. And then on top of that, there's also the educators who that our Pasifika students deal with today and how they can better relate or try to relate to our tamaiti within an education setting. So that's within the first part, which is the ebook, which was released during Samoa Language Week this year in May. And then we've added student study questions that are connected to the fictional story so that it can be valued and easily integrated into literacy classroom programs. It proves that our stories are worthy of actually being analysed and looked at and read about and learnt about, not just for us but for our own people as well as teachers within the classroom and across schools. And then that led to the Teine Samoa project, which is the most exciting part for me because I've already had the ebook earlier in the year. And the Teine Samoa project actually shares real life stories from experienced students, Samoan students, seven of them, and seven Samoan teachers. So those three components make up Teine Samoa. Yeah.
Wow. And as you were talking and as I was reflecting, I think the beauty of a book like Tēnā Samoa for our students is that it's their story.
Yes.
It's not about some Jane Eyre who lived in England, you know, back in the day. It is about our young women here and in the now. And I love that it's not just one story, because we are so many people with so many stories, with so many permutations in the home. Mm-hmm. Some of us are not necessarily, do not have parents that are both Samoan. Mm-hmm. So there are all of those narratives that you are trying to cover in this book.
Absolutely. I mean, the Mila's Maingangana series really came from my own children wanting to know who they are, what our language is, see themselves in books. I had my youngest, Isaya, come home with the books that you traditionally get from school to practice reading at home, and it was about Molly having a picnic. And he laughed and said, "Mum, who's Molly? I don't know Molly. I only have a cousin, Malia." So they know, our kids know, and they're wanting to see and connect with the world that they are living in. And that's what really started this journey, is it's more than books. It really is. And I thought about, if my own tamaiti can't see themselves, and if our tamaiti can't see themselves in the world that they're living in, what message does that send to them? And when I think about it, it sends the message of, are we valued? It sends the questions of, are you valued in the world? How do you know? Where can you see yourself? Are you heard in the world? Can you be seen? Obviously not, if we're not in something as simple that is used every day for our kids, you know? And the beauty with the four characters is that they are a variety of Tēnā Samoa. You've got the Afikasi student, you've got the Tēnā Samoa who's actually come from Samoa to live in New Zealand. You've got the church minister's daughter who has to live with the expectations and standards that comes with. You've got the good girl Tēnā Samoa who then realises that a lot of her world and her life has been about being Tēnā Samoa at home in church, but then out in the real world it's Tēnā Palangi. Which is a real, it's a really sad reality that a lot of our tamaiti have to deal with and struggle through. So there's all of that. And then the Tēnā Samoa project just reinforces this. And it's beautiful because it shows what you just talked about, the diversity within our stories and across our people. There is no longer that idea that there is one particular idea of Samoan. Across all cultures is the same. We've got Tēnā Samoa who have shared that are 13 years old that are talking about belonging, through to high school students talking about the stereotypes and the unconscious bias and racism that they actually have faced. You've got university students talking about decolonizing herself and the realization that, my gosh, she's come through an education system that hasn't actually connected with her, helped her to understand herself, and has actually pushed her away further from her cultural identity. So this is all within the student stories. And then the educators sharing their experiences. There's one educator, Eleanor McLeod, who is currently teaching and living in Samoa, and she has shared her story and what she has witnessed teaching back home. And it connects perfectly with the stories here. It's amazing that these 14 amazing contributing authors, first-time authors, that their stories are so well connected, and that they've never really met to kind of write these stories together. They were all separate, doing it on their own. I supported as they were first-time authors. But the themes and the messages are all the same. That it's almost like they're all our stories, but the details are just different. Yeah.
And in terms of that book and being available in classrooms for our students to study and work with, have you done some work with the schools, with the Ministry of Education, to make sure that the book itself can be used in classrooms?
Yes. So there's two sectors that I've actually learned on this author journey. There's educational publishing. There's also trade publishing. Trade publishing is where things are out on the bookshelf, where you can buy off out of a store. Educational publishing is also the same, but in terms of our Pasifika stories, they are dominantly in educational publishing. And in terms of the ministry's input in it, they work with an organisation called Lift Education, and they produce school journals and things like that, and I've met with them in the past. They produce some amazing things, but there are barriers to that, to these resources. A lot of our schools and teachers aren't aware of them. They aren't promoted, they aren't prioritised. It also depends on the school whether they want the resources, so they have to be ordered. And if you have people who aren't obviously looking to fill that need or to provide resources or even know to understand them and how to use them, because then they just basically don't end up in front of our kids. They don't go homes to parents because they stay within schools or they stay on shelves collecting dust. And that's the real sad reality. I think a lot of us as parents think, oh, well, the teachers will know. They know where Pasifika, they'll know where to find things. And they do, but they are really busy. We have amazing teachers in this country. But with our resources not being readily available and accessible, as well as not supported in terms of having that professional development to create or to at least increase the teacher's own cultural confidence and understanding on how to use or the importance of these kind of resources, really stops a lot of books being in front of our tamaiti. So that's in terms of books traditionally being in schools. I approach schools individually. We promote online. We have the Tēnā Samoa currently as part of the Wheelers ordering system, where schools and libraries order. I also provide professional development to schools to help encourage that cultural confidence and understanding. I've been in touch with Ministry of Education, and they aren't necessarily the ones to be pushing publicly. So I've had an email for them saying that they don't publicly promote certain things, which is fine and absolutely understandable, because you'd have everyone saying, hey, promote my stuff, this is good. But it is through funding as well that is really important to Lift Education, so that when there is money, books get created for our schools. But it all comes down to that access and understanding. That's the number one thing.
Who is Tēnā Samoa for?
Tēnā Samoa for all our tamaiti. It's classified as a middle grade young adult book, so it's ages 10 plus and upwards. It's for our teachers as well, so that they can have an understanding or a safe space and a resource for them to understand our world and how to better connect with us. Because in the teaching world, the most important thing is relationships. Relationships and having that standard and expectation where our tamaiti can succeed as themselves, which is what the Ministry of Education's focus is for Pasifika. And so in order for us to be able to succeed as ourselves, we need to know ourselves as tangata Samoa and Pasifika who we are, as well as those who are trying to teach us. They need to have an understanding of who we are and what we bring to the table, bring into our classrooms, so that they can have these relationships where learning and success and achievement can actually happen. So that's for teachers and also for our families to understand the impact of our migration here, the impact of colonisation, the impact of the assimilation that's happened, and what our tamaiti are dealing with. So this is across all tamaiti teachers, our family, our parents, but it's for our Pasifika and non-Pasifika. So it's a safe space and a safe resource that provides that access to us.
And when are you going to launch it, and how can people get a copy finally, please, Dahlia?
Yeah, sure. We are launching it this Saturday, the 10th of October. Very, very excited. We'll be launching it at the National Library of New Zealand, and you will be able to get a copy from Langi Roots from the Pacific in Lower Hutt, in store and online. There's currently pre-orders at the moment. So that is all within New Zealand, if you'd like a copy. And Wheelers, as I mentioned before, is for schools and library orders. And any international and retailers, they just need to get in touch with us at wheelersbooks@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Pasifika author Dahlia Malaiulu, Venaka Vakalevu, Fafitaitele, lava for your time.
Oh, Fafitaitele, lava ete, Venaka.